fighting for America.
How many more people are going to have to die in this situation before the problem gets solved?
Not one more! Not one more!
Fighting for Idaho.
This year, we will bring America's longest war to a responsible end.
900 soldiers from Oregon are now in Idaho preparing to head to Afghanistan.
I think it's fantastic. You've been picked as an elite group.
Fighting for you.
A median pay package for a CEO breaking the eight-figure barrier last year.
CEOs have a tremendous amount of responsibility, and very few people can do their job.
So you're okay
and
with that?
I am okay with it.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey now, listen closely.
Win cash right now. Call 877-854-WINS. That's 877-854-9467. The 25th nationwide caller wins $1,000 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. We're joined by Neil Custer, private investigator. Neil, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So you were in the paper the other day.
Well, yeah. And my picture, too.
I know. Does that does that do your business any good if people know who you are?
Well, it always helps, yeah.
I thought you guys were always undercover.
Well, sometimes you... I've got a staff that I can maintain some anonymity with.
Well, I was going to say, you know, when most of us think of private investigators, we think of Jim Rockford. Mm-hmm. We think of Magnum PI. We think of what we see on television. Now, let me ask you, how accurate are those shows when it comes to being a private investigator?
Well, everything they can accomplish in a half hour or an hour, and we take a little bit longer. They take a lot of shortcuts that we can't take, but they're obviously made to entertain, and sometimes what we do is very tedious and not as exciting, and we don't usually get the girl.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I still marvel at Jim Rockford, $200 a day plus expenses.
Yeah.
So that's a good gig if you can get it.
Right. Yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why people hire private investigators.
Well, it's usually a range of problems. Probably our largest target market are attorneys. And it's usually an attorney because one of their clients has a problem that they need to have solved. And so sometimes we work with corporations, individuals, but oftentimes there's an attorney involved. And it can be range anything from a domestic issue to industrial espionage of some kind, loss of proprietary information from companies, thefts, embezzlements, those kind of things.
Well, what about you, and what about the idea of, which was in the paper the other day, that your cell phone can actually be used against you?
That's correct. There's so-called spyware out there sold as security applications that would allow you to turn your smartphone basically into a bugging device if it was used on somebody else's phone that you were trying to intercept some of their information.
And how prevalent is that today?
Well, who knows? I mean, we run into it now and then just because a client's concerned that somebody's been listening in and we're able to, you know, check and see if there is. Usually the solution to that problem is just do a factory reset on your phone and it'll wipe out any nefarious applications that might be on your phone.
What about the idea of infidelity? How much do you handle that, and how prevalent is it in our society today?
It is significantly prevalent. I would say that 25% of our business is infidelity cases, some type of concern about a spouse, a significant other, somebody else's their brother, their sister, whatever, they're trying to help them identify whether they're being cheated on.
Well, what are some of the signs?
Well, I always tell people to pay attention to their gut feeling that there's something different. something like the person's all of a sudden paying more attention to their appearance, or they have lame excuses for their absence. They're starting to work late, just different things like that.
We like to dress up for work more, something
right,
breaking a pattern.
Dress up for work. They're starting to use perfume / shaving lotion or something to make themselves more.
I don't think you'd ever have to worry about that. Me here about that. again, it's interesting though when we think of how your business has changed at 580K Ideal. When somebody comes in to you and says, I need you to find out about my spouse and whether or not they're true to me. That's, you're looking at it from a professional point of view, but it's an emotional decision for a spouse to hire you to do this. There's always probably fear that they're going to be discovered. And, you know, if you can address that a little, or if you're going, that you're going to be discovered and, you know, trust is broken. How do you address that? I mean, being a professional, when people come in, I mean, they do movies about you guys.
Right. Well, the first thing I do is to try to explain to them that if they were they're looking to what their end result, what they want the end result to be, if they're looking for it for evidence of a divorce, the courts really don't care if there's infidelity involved. There might be an issue if there's children involved, or there may be some financial things, but as far as infidelity, it's a no-fault divorce state. And so I try to make that clear. I says, if you're just trying to find evidence for a divorce, then...
That doesn't matter in court.
The courts don't care. And so being a no-fault divorce state, that's going to happen. Now, the second step of that process is then if you simply just want to know whether your spouse is cheating or there's some kind of issue going on, then we can help you with that. But... beyond that, we can probably determine if they are cheating, or at least get evidence to indicate that there might be some additional suspicions. No guarantees.
Right. Neil Custer joining us, President and CEO of the Custer Agency, Private Investigation, as we move along at 580K IDO. Just looking over this article yesterday, what are the digital investigation techniques that you use? I mean, you're talking about like finding incriminating text, child pornography on people's phones?
Yes, not only phones, but tablets, laptops, computers, anything like that that might give evidence. If a person is physically cheating, they're probably communicating with that person via one of those media in some way. And so... if we're able to examine a device to determine that there is communication back and forth going on that might lead one to believe that there is something going on, then that helps. Oftentimes it shortstops any other kind of the old traditional gumshoe sleuthing, hiding behind the bushes, watching for something to happen. Whereas the digital world has allowed us to examine those kinds of things to determine if there is something going on.
How pathetic is our own personal security when it comes to our electronic devices based on your experience, sir?
Well, most people are fairly naive or dismiss the fact that there is significant vulnerabilities with our use of particularly our smartphones today. It used to be just not that many years ago where our computer was where we kept everything.
Computer at work, if you will,
right,
or at home,
right.
It was fixed.
That's right. And now we carry it with us in our pocket, very small and mobile. So much of our communication goes on through that, through text messages, emails, et cetera, or pictures, for that matter. It's not uncommon to see... pictures being sent back and forth of various parts.
So people really do send naughty text messages, and some people do the Brett Favre where they send pictures of private parts.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that, unfortunately, has become more prevalent with our younger generation, our children even in high school, of sending sexually explicit pictures back and forth of themselves And I've worked with a lot of parents on that to determine if that's happening and if they, you know, approve of that or not. And then I've also worked with some law firms on that where a juvenile has been accused of doing that and even having possession of child pornography based on, even though both were underage, it still is illegal to possess that kind of information.
That's not only troubling, but we talk about the changing morality of children today, and they see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think there are some that see nothing wrong with that. I think everybody is still adjusting to the digital age and how that has impacted just our ability to communicate. And there's a sense of anonymity, I guess, so to a certain degree, when you communicate back and forth via that. There's a false sense of anonymity, if you will.
580-KIDO as we continue on. You're right about that, and that's what we're here to discuss. By the way, if you have a question, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller with Neil Custer, Custer Agency. Is it possible to keep secrets these days? I mean, we're addicted to these phones. It really is the phone just one big giant GPS that if, you know, I want to keep track of someone, I can.
Yeah, I mean, under some circumstances, you can. If a person's extremely careful and follows certain guidelines, then I think you can keep that maintain some anonymity that you wouldn't otherwise be able to by, you know, making sure your software is upgraded, making sure you don't put any extraneous apps on your phone, make sure you vet those apps to make sure that they're from a secure site. So there's just a lot of things that you can do to help protect yourself. You can encrypt your data on your phone. But still, if you're communicating over an unsecured Wi-Fi, for example, there theoretically could be somebody there that's intercepting your information.
Now, I read when Glenn Greenwald and that young lady interviewed Snowden that they actually put their phones, first of all, they did the old take out the battery, and you can't do it with an iPhone, but they put their phones in the refrigerator. That was supposedly to block the signals and such. For people that maybe want some privacy, besides trying to deep freeze their phones, what do you do? Do you take your battery out? If you have an iPhone, what do you do? Or are those just myths?
Well, like I said, there are some steps that you can take. I mean, we in the forensic business of examining, one of the first things we'll do is to put the phone in a Faraday bag. And a Faraday bag basically does the same thing. It blocks the signals. So there's nothing can happen. The signal can't get through to the phone, so it can't get out and nothing can get in. Now, nobody's going to carry a Faraday bag along with them.
I was just thinking about that.
In everyday life, but I think using some of the things that I mentioned, encryption, that type of thing, being careful, knowing when to use your phone and when not to use it, what to say over your phone and do over your phone. The biggest problem is if you've got something to hide, don't be talking about it on your phone. Don't be texting about it. Don't put it on the Facebook, LinkedIn, any of those kind of things. If you don't want it posted eventually out to the world, there are numerous stories of people who have posted questionable pictures or text who have, it's basically out there forever.
It is. Well, which brings us to the Donald Sterling case. Mm-hmm. It also brings us to some other things. Can you hang on for a minute?
You bet.
All right. Much more coming up here at 580-KIDO. By the way, we want to open this up to you. So if you have a question about your phone, your home security, your own life, what other issues do you cover?
Well, mainly the forensic side of information security. I mean, not only in businesses, but in your personal life and at home. I think that's – and the physical security. We do handle a full range of security. And the investigative issues, like you said, everything from embezzlements to frauds to –
So you'd take some questions from the folks.
Absolutely.
580-5436. Neil Custer joining us, the president and CEO of the Custer Agency. A little something different today, food for your brain. We'd love to hear from you and your questions concerning security, cybersecurity, and all the things that Mr. Custer has talked about. Let's get you to work at 580K.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Neil Custer joining us, president and CEO of the Custer Agency, talking private investigation tips here, what it's like to be a private investigator. Why'd you choose this business?
Well, I spent several years in law enforcement and in corporate security, and it was just I got tired of the travel and started my own business and about 20 years ago. And have been in it ever since.
Isn't it dangerous?
No. There are some cases that we require us to be armed, but we very seldom run into a situation that we can't talk ourselves out of.
You were talking to me off the air about what you do if you meet somebody in your life.
Right. Of course, it's not uncommon these days to meet people over the internet. And or in person, whatever the case may be. And I recommend very strongly that you have them do a background check on them. Have somebody do a background check to make sure that they're really who they say they are and there's nothing lurking in their background that might come up, such as, somebody that's a pedophile that's abused children in the past. If you've got children, and I strongly suggest, checking them out.
You know, you bring up a good point because there are so many people with kids and then they start dating and some people live with people even though they're not married and they have kids in the household.
Right. And like I said, it's worth the investment to know who you're with. We would like to believe that all relationships are based on honesty and full disclosure, but we know that's not the case.
Well, let's talk a little bit about an uncomfortable topic here at 580KIDO, because, Mr. Custer, you and I have talked about this off the air here just moments ago, and the problem of pedophiles in our society today.
Yes, it's more prevalent than anybody would want to believe. We've had a couple of situations recently where we've done background checks and found out the person that was in the new relationship, the person that had recently gotten out of prison for 25 years for molesting his grandchildren before, and he was in a new relationship that had some children, and he was definitely showing some signs of grooming those children, for example, giving them gifts and things to ingratiate himself to them, so he could possibly further his molestation of those kids.
Are there tips that parents can get from you now here at 580KIDO that if their child starts acting a certain way, that could be cause that they are being molested?
Yes, and I'm not really equipped to give all of those psychological signs. One of the signs is if the term is grooming, if they're giving them lavish gifts or doing things that seem out of the norm, then that person's behavior should be questioned. If there's any significant change in the child's behavior, they're having a hard time sleeping, they're having nightmares, they're having trouble in school, they're showing signs like that, talk to a counselor and determine if there's some explanation for this behavior. But if there is somebody new introduced into their lives, then I would definitely do a background check on them to make sure that there's nothing there. And that's no guarantees that there is going to be something there or that you're going to be able to find it if there is. But it's recommended that I recommend strongly that be done.
I think people fear hiring somebody for a background check because they feel that what happens if that person finds out that they've been checked out?
Well, two things. First of all,
what happens if you get discovered in the bushes?
Well, a background check is mainly one that's not going to come back to the individual. It's what do they look like on paper? You know, criminal record, civil record, you know, those kinds of things. There's very little risk of getting back to that person. I always say, well, if the person has nothing to hide, what's the problem? You know, they shouldn't have a problem with that. In fact, I encourage them to say, tell them right out front, you know, I'm going to do a background check. And I think it's just a prudent thing for an adult to do.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Oh, nothing that comes to mind other than, you know, if you have concerns, like I said, in a relationship, just make sure you check them out. I think you owe it to yourself and to your children to do that.
What's your phone number if people want to get a hold of you?
It's 208-562-0200.
Now, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
We live in a free country, and we should be able to choose, you know, who we service and who we don't. Kevin, we all answer to a much bigger power. If you believe in God, we answer to that man.
People in this country have to stop sitting on their fat butts and watching their reality shows, listening to the liberal media.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
I want to know what you're thinking.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up on Thursday, it's going to be must-see television.
I am a technical specialist. I am a technical expert. I don't work with people. I don't recruit agents. What I do is I put systems to work for the United States.
Well, he did. That's Edward Snowden. And whether it's Edward Snowden or Elliot Rodger or the Joker in Colorado, have you noticed we've lost the sense of shame? We've lost the sense of shame in our society today. When you do something wrong, I don't know about most folks, but I know about the people that listen to 580KIDO, you understand morals. There's a sense of remorse. And whether we agree with Edward Snowden or not, is there a sense of remorse in his upcoming interview with Brian Williams? Is there really a sense of remorse when he's talking about that now he's a spy? And really, do we need NBC to air an interview with him from Russia?
I've worked for the Central Intelligence Agency undercover overseas. I've worked for the National Security Agency undercover overseas, and I've worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency as a lecturer at the Joint Counterintelligence Training Academy, where I developed sources and methods for keeping our information and people secure in the most hostile and dangerous environments around the world. So when they say I'm a low-level systems administrator, that I don't know what I'm talking about, I'd say it's somewhat misleading.
He sounds very credible there, does he not? But when we take a look and a listen to what's going on television today, to what's going on in the media today, are we getting the truth or are we getting the promotion of some really bad people? Let's go to Elliot Rodger, and we haven't played his clips or a morning show. We pride ourselves on being family friendly. Family Values Radio. It's a term I learned many years ago out of a radio station in Salt Lake, and I have just admired that platform, and that's what we try and build here each and every day. And really, what lessons are learned by promoting the psychopath and what he did to those beautiful people at UC Santa Barbara? And yet the media goes on and on. The media looking to use it to get people fired up against guns, to get people fired up against therapists, to get people fired up against men. And we talked a little bit about this in the 6 o'clock hour at 580KIDO, the idea of the war on men. In an article in the Washington Post that blamed the pickup artist, an obscure Robert Downey Jr. movie in the 80s. For this, the movie Neighbors, funny thing, we detail it in the latest Kevin Miller Hot List, Seth Rogen Strikes Back, And Rogan comes back and goes, come on, you can't blame my movies for some whack job. But it shows you just how crazy the militants are. And as we talked about, you know, where is the feel good story about men these days? You know, we talk about the war on women. I think there's a war on men. You know, there was a series called True Detective, and one of the problems people had with it on HBO was that it was too guy-centered. Really? One of the shows that I really am looking forward to watching again, it'll be a couple weeks before I watch the new episode, is Longmire on A&E. It's a story about it's based on best-selling novels. It's a story about a sheriff in Wyoming that, what is it, Asperosa County, something like that. And if you've ever lived in the West, whether you're a cowboy or not, it's a great show. And, you know, I learned something from it, and it reinforces things. The good guy always wins in the end. Here, it seems as if we're promoting the bad people, and I don't think that it's appropriate at 580KIDO that we sit back in our society today and let the media promote these folks. Edward Snowden, is it going to be a compelling interview? I suppose, but NBC isn't doing it for the public good. They're doing it for ratings. Elliot Roger, they're probably going to try and get his father, who apparently liked to take pictures of young ladies' derrieres and call it art, from what I understand. What's that about? The idea that, I mean, and again, we're breaking protocol here, and we're going to give you a disclaimer. What you're about ready to hear is something that is, you know, prevalent everywhere. We'll play a brief clip of it because it is so horrifying.
I'll take to the streets of Isla Vista and slay every single person I see there.
All right, right there. Root, 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 kook, kook, kook. Put him in the nut house. And look, with all due respect to mental health issues, you know, not to be insensitive, if that was wrong, let me apologize. But, however, health crisis going on in this country, that's what scares me. If there are people that are saying this on YouTube, that are saying these things, you know, we fire Paula Deen, we rip Donald Sterling for, you know, saying offensive things, yet this guy talks about killing people, and that's protected under the First Amendment. You know, where are the adults here? Where are the adults? No, that's one issue at 580-5436. The other one, have you noticed that the president has become pro-military all of a sudden? And I don't know about you. I find it gravely disingenuous that the president on Memorial Day goes to Afghanistan. The president talks about the VA scandal. He's not going to fire the person responsible, the head of the Veterans Administration. And nothing changes. Nothing changes. And I find it even further insulting that we're going to give Afghanistan even more billions of dollars. We're not leaving. We're going to keep almost 10,000 troops there. And the president has the gall to speak at West Point today to talk about values. Well, what type of country does not value, does not take care of its own when we're talking about people that paid the ultimate sacrifice, that have lost limbs, that have lost the ability to earn a living, that are traumatically altered forever for what they did for us, keeping the very people that would seek to behead us away for bringing the pain to the bad people. We can't afford to do that. You know, we talk about social programs and cutting things. Where is the outrage over the cutting of the veterans programs? Where's the outrage when the president goes, well, no one's getting fired, we're going to fix it, just like the IRS, just like Benghazi. You'll have people saying, oh, it's political. Is there anyone with enough gall to break partisan ranks and say, this is wrong when we're talking about our veterans? What's the most uncomfortable situation that you've ever been in? Maybe it was camping. For those of you that haven't been in the military, what's the most uncomfortable, scary situation you've ever been in that you chose to be in, or, oh my gosh, my car is driving too fast, I don't have my seatbelt on, I'm in an accident. Couple that by a gazillion, and that's where we are with our veterans. Yes, we can rail against the press. We can point out the president's failures. But we can spend billions on people that hate us. Let me repeat that. Billions on people that hate us. And we can't fix our veterans. We can't revitalize the VA. Then clearly, not only is a new direction, we need to just figuratively blow it all up. Start again, right? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up next, the First Lady's mad about the VA? No. The First Lady's mad about her hotel bill? No. We'll tell you why the First Lady's mad, and your kids might have to pay the price next with Kevin Miller. At 580-KIDO, let's get you to work safe.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Welcome to Wednesday. Don't forget the Kevin Miller Hot List coming up tomorrow. We'll be in CUNA, at CUNA Middle School. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So getting back to what we're yapping about, if you're just tuning in, are you surprised that all of a sudden the president has become, quote, Captain America? He's speaking at West Point about our foreign policy directions. And here's something that troubles me. We've got to get the Nigerian girls back. I get it. Of course, we don't mention that the reason why the Nigerian girls were taken is because, oh, they were Christians. No, we don't mention that, and that the bad guy that took them is a Muslim who wants to convert them. No, no, no. We just give us a hashtag, a warm, touchy-feely, a kiss and a Band-Aid, and all is well. Heck, we even had the Nigerian foreign minister, sans fedora. Oh, whoops. That's the prime minister, the leader, with the fedora on. You can always tell a leader with a fedora. If you don't have a fedora, chances are you're not a great leader. Anyway, I digress. And there's international outrage. Well, where's the outrage for Bo Bergdahl? Where's the outrage for Pastor Saeed? Bo Bergdahl's been taken against his will for over 5 years almost. 5 years coming up, over 5 years almost coming up. Pastor Saeed is looking at 2 years away from his family. And the Afghanis we're paying billions to, and the Iranians, we've gotten rid of the sanctions that actually made them pay attention to us to begin with. Remarkable. Remarkable. So as the president gets tough, I would like to see just a tenth or a quarter of the effort that we see for those deserving Nigerian girls, those Nigerian Christian girls held by the extremist Muslim. I'd like to really see that. I'd like to see that for Pastor Saeed, for Sergeant Bergdahl. Wouldn't you? Don't we owe them that? Speaking of owning, the First Lady's mad. Why is she mad? Because we're all fatties and our kids are going to be fatties.
I know that right now, because I have talked to so many parents, so many teachers, so many kids write me every day. And yes, more families are realizing
Maybe we are facing
a health crisis in this country. We're now realizing that childhood obesity is a real issue.
Sorry, kids, you can't rebel. Here's a piece of lettuce. Forget the French fries or the tater tots.
Our school lunch program costs taxpayers more than $10 billion a year. And before these new standards, a lot of that money was spent on meals that had more than the recommended amounts of salt, sugar, and fat, meals that weren't meeting basic nutrition guidelines.
Have you ever heard her get upset about anything but school lunches? Where's she on Pastor Saeed? Where's Michelle Obama as a mother on Bo Bergdahl. Where's she? 858, never mind the poor Marine in Mexico. Kevin Miller in the morning, 61 in Star, Idaho. Let's get you to work safely. 859, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up next, Glenn Beck. And remember, tomorrow, promoting our schools, securing our future. Live from CUNA Middle School. Do appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. Good day. God bless. And keep the faith. Serving Meridian.